The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
First, our final candidate for the House District 18 race that's coming up on Tuesday. Again, a reminder, if you live in House District 18, which consists of the Greer area, plan to vote on Tuesday. This is a Republican primary. There are four candidates. Dakota Fitzgerald, we spoke with Dakota yesterday. Keith Jones, we spoke with him earlier this morning, as well as Alan Morgan. And now Wyatt Miler is the final candidate, and he is on our guest line this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, Joey. How are you?
I am wonderful, and to keep things fair, I'm pretty much asking all of you guys the same questions. And the first question is, I believe this is your first time for running for public office. Is that right?
That is actually incorrect. I ran for state senate back in 2012. When they threw 300 people off the ballot.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I missed that one.
Yeah, I actually was thrown off the day before the election.
All right. So you want to talk about that for a minute? I vaguely remember what happened there. And also talk with us about why how you made a decision to run for the state house this time.
Okay. Well, what happened was that there was a paperwork snafu. About the statement of economic interest, which is basically just declaring, you know, that you have nothing before state.
Right.
And, you know, the establishment, they had already picked who they wanted to run, and they would not, for the life of them, do what was right for the voters and allow us to fix our paperwork errors. And so they threw us all off the ballot.
Yeah.
And it was terrible for the voters, because we had no choice.
Yeah,
just the ones that, you know, had already been pretty much picked by the establishment were allowed to run.
Yeah.
And, you know, that it left a terrible feeling in my mouth as a candidate, and, you know, everybody I know that was involved it really irritated people.
Yeah, of course it did. And I remember that, and I remember thinking, you know, just let them run and let the people decide.
Exactly. And so it took 10 years for that slime of South Carolina politics to get off me. And, you know, I'm running because my previous representative, I know he had health issues, but every time I tried to call him or get in touch with him at all about any legislation, no response. And, you know, he also was part of the group that raised our current gas taxes. And as I'm sure you're all aware, you know, it's actually getting ready to go up another 2 cents in July.
Yes.
And, you know, that it really hurts when you go to the gas station and it's, you know, I think, $3.90 was what it was when I filled up last. And, you know, 28 cents of that is mostly state tax. For roads that aren't being worked on. We have a lot of roads in this state, as I'm sure everyone that's listening to you that drives is aware, that they stink, potholes everywhere. And the state DOT does not seem to be, you know, they want to build an interstate from Myrtle Beach, but they don't want to work on existing infrastructure. And before they build new roads, they really need to fix the roads we already have.
Yeah.
So that's one of the main issues I'm running on. The other one is that
let me pause right there. Let's talk about that for a minute, because, you know, there's a proposal before the state house of possibly taking those taxes away, suspending them for a year, if you will. How do you feel about that? And the response from the Department of Transportation has been that if you do that, then you're going to cut our funding. We're not going to be able to continue some of the projects that we have on roads existing. How do you feel about suspending that tax temporarily?
I'm okay with that. I think they actually raised the taxes too much because they're still not targeting existing infrastructure. I mean, repaving our roads. We have a lot of winding of roads going that they want to spend money on, but those are mostly like the interstates. Those are federal state funding. It's a split funding.
Yes. Yes.
And so anyway, that.
So you'd be fine with a suspension of those state taxes for a year or so, until we can kind of hopefully get these prices back to where they need to be.
Yes.
Yep.
100%.
Yeah. It's been a busy legislative session, and on our guest line this morning is Wyatt Myler. He's a candidate for House District 18. Again, let me remind those of you who live in District 18 in the Greer area to plan to vote on Tuesday. It's important that you be there. This is a Republican primary, and if there is not a winner on Tuesday, the runoff election would be on April the 5th, with the general election being May the 24th to fill this seat. And the thing is, Wyatt, that if you're successful in this special election, you got to do it again in November.
Well, there's another primary in June. The regular primary is actually in June.
Well, that's true. June and then November, yes.
It's like continually campaigning for the rest of the year, pretty
yes,
much.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So let's talk a minute about the state budget. The House, of course, has been working on their version of the budget this week. Last week, the Senate passed, their budget and sent it over to the House. It looks like we're headed to, some reconciliation here, in conference committee. But one of the things that bothers me, Wyatt, is that year after year, the state has had a $1 billion surplus. There's talk, the Senate's version would actually send rebates of $100 to $700, back to people. What's your position on the idea of cutting the existing, state income tax? And what do you think about this rebate of sending some money back to the citizens?
Okay, so, they also had the income tax reduction that they passed.
Right.
Which I don't really consider that much of a tax cut, because all they did was drop it from 7% to 6.5%. And then if revenues hold up, it goes down an additional 0.2 at a time.
Yeah.
And my opinion is we can actually eliminate. They should have put it on a full track to completely eliminate the income tax.
Yeah.
There is a transitionary time. I fully understand that this makes perfect budgeting sense. But we should be on a full path to completely eliminate the income tax. And I would actually like to extend that a little bit into the property tax. And for those that are homestead exemption, eliminate the school tax.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, homestead exemption is for our senior citizens and the permanently disabled.
Mm-hmm.
But that all ties in with my approach to government, which should be a limited government and as local as you can get it to the people.
Yeah.
And the smaller the actual requirements of government is, the faster we can get lower taxes to the people. As far as the rebate goes, I don't really understand exactly how that would happen because people pay different rates of taxes.
Yeah.
And so you're going to send me $100, but I may have paid $1,000. But somebody else may have paid $7,000.
Right.
So, it doesn't seem the right way to do it. I would rather them just much rapidly eliminate the income tax to begin with.
Yeah. Well, and obviously, Wyatt, if we continuously, as we have a $1 billion plus surplus, that means we're just taking in too much money. And the problem with that too is it seems as if, they're sitting around in Columbia trying to come up with ways to spend the money.
Right. It's like a, excuse me. say when I'm out door knocking, it's like a politician will see $100 on the pavement, and he'll pick it up. He'll create a new program that he then has to finance for eternity.
Right.
And that's not what we want our government to do. It's we don't want them to keep creating new programs that they're going to have to fund and give cost of inflation adjustments every year.
Yeah.
That's the reverse of limited government.
Yep. Wyatt Miler on our guest line this morning. His name will be on the ballot on Tuesday in House District 18. Wyatt, we have about a minute left here. Tell our listeners why they should be voting for you on Tuesday.
All right. I will be my goal is to reduce the size of the state government so that we can eliminate income tax, reduce the property taxes, reduce regulation. I am against forced mandates, so I'm not a believer in the COVID vaccine. I am pro-life. I am pro-constitution. I do believe in the Second Amendment, and I fully believe in having states' rights. Yeah. So that's a bit about me and what I believe. I am willing to work with other people. I am a team player, but I'm not willing to compromise my principles. That's red line for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Wyatt, good luck to you on Tuesday. I commend all of you who get out and work. Campaigns are tough. They're time consuming. But I appreciate you offering yourself for service. And good luck to you on Tuesday.
All right. Thank you, Joey.
Yeah, sure thing. Appreciate your time. Wyatt Miler, again, one of four candidates that you'll see on the ballot on Tuesday, along with, Dakota Fitzgerald, Keith Jones, Alan Morgan. If you're in District 18, vote on Tuesday.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.